As I told you when we started several months ago, this book will tell you if you're saved or not. It will tell you if you're saved or not. 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 13. Just about every chapter of this book and about half the verses tells us, you know, that we're saved and how that we might know we're saved. Okay, I got my outline on the board. Do we have this camera here? It's not, we still haven't got that in. Has it been ordered? But just, oh, it's in, but we don't have a ladder. Okay, we'll see about that then. Well, maybe we'll get it fixed by Sunday. Good. But, hoping somebody besides me. But 1 John chapter 5, verses 6 through 13, and these verses is also dealing that we might not know. That we might know. And I like to kind of read these verses to start with. And you know, it's so good to be saved, isn't it? It's so good to be saved, salvation. And think about what Christ Jesus has done for us on Calvary's cross and made it possible that whenever we die, we go into heaven. But it's also so great to know without a doubt, whenever I die, that I'm going to heaven. That's so great. It's good to know. And this book is just full of that. I said this is also a test of salvation in this book. It tells people whether they're saved or not, several different ways. But the most thing, John wants us to realize that we may know. Did you know there's a lot of people, they do not know whether they're saved or not? A lot of people say that I'm a Christian, but I don't know for sure if I'm saved or not. A lot of people say, I don't know for sure if I'm going to go to hell. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. They just don't know. But we're also living in an age, in a time that we're living now with a lot of uncertainties. There's a lot of doubt and also unbelief. Uncertainties on things that you used to be certain about. But there's a lot of things now that you cannot be certain about. So much uncertainty around the world today. Social Security and retirement. And you see out in California where they look like going to go bankrupt and all those pension funds and how people are paid in. They may not have the money. You don't know if we're going to wake up in a few months and there may not be no Social Security checks. I don't want to scare nobody. But I'm telling you, we're not better not depend on the things of this world. We better depend on God. Because you see, God sustained people when they want no Social Security. And there are a lot of uncertainties about our country now. But the Bible tells us that it's possible for a Christian to have certainties in their life and live in confidence, to live in confidence that we're saved, that we're saved. People say, you do not know, and you won't know till you get to heaven. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that we may know that we're saved. And by the Holy Spirit of God, that's what these verses teach us now. The Holy Spirit of God is going to show us and teach us the certainty that you have salvation and a certainty when you die that you're going to heaven in these verses of Scripture by the Holy Spirit. He has 39 times in this book that little word know or known, to know that we have salvation. In these here verses of Scripture, 10 times he's talking about the witness of the Holy Spirit of God to know. Sometimes it's mentioned in King James Version as record or testimony or testifying by the Holy Spirit of God that we may know that we're saved. Very pitiful thing whenever you think about someone as in some other denomination, they serve the Lord all these many years, they yet don't know for sure if they're going to be in heaven or not. It's kind of a pitiful thing. They don't know if they're going to be saved or not in the future. They hope so. They hope so, but this is not a hope-so book. This is a no-so book. No. Now, there are two ways that people can know something for sure. You and I, one way is a scientific way, you know, the method they use in laboratories. They know for sure whenever they put something through these laboratories, a scientific way, they know for sure. It's a lot of our medicine is made. But then another way that we know is through evidence, method. Of court of law. You know, a court of law, there's physical evidence. Let us know something. Physical evidence, there's written evidence and oral evidence. Well, we find out here in these verses of Scripture the reliability of a witness, and this witness is very, very crucial because it's the Holy Spirit of God. Chapter 5, verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that beareth record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that beareth witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is a record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Let us pray. Jesus, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this privilege, Lord. We look down into your holy word of God. Father, we want to thank you now, as we know it's truth. Father, we want to thank you for the facts about the word of God and the promises of the word of God, that we may know here this night, each and every one of us, that, Father, whenever we leave this earth, Lord, we have somewhere to go to, and that somewhere is heaven with Jesus Christ. And, Father, for the assurance we have by the Holy Spirit of God and the power of the Holy Spirit of God to testify of his Son, Jesus, that died on the cross, and to bring it to our knowledge, O God, and our understanding, that what Christ done on Calvary's cross paid the price of sin for the whole world, and we accept that by faith, we can be saved. And we thank you for this privilege here this night, in the precious and the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. The reliability of the Holy Spirit of God is very, very crucial to you and I. The Holy Spirit role is like an opposing lawyer, is to bring forth the evidence, but always have an opposing lawyer that makes the credibility of the witness weak if they can. In verse 6 that I just read, and it says, and it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. He's telling the truth as a witness for us. His testimony cannot be shaken. The Holy Spirit testimony cannot be shaken. Holy Spirit, we call on you today in these verses of Scriptures. We call on you to be able to know that you and I are saved, and we know that we're saved, that we're on our way to heaven, and we call upon the Holy Spirit of God this hour. Now, concerning the Son of God, verse 6 again, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it is the Spirit that bears witness, because of the Spirit is truth, talking about concerning the Son of God. The Holy Spirit is telling us this now, even about his humanity, that Jesus Christ came here on this earth, his humanity. But we find out the Holy Spirit is dealing now also with the devil. The devil's trying to shake you, and he says, now how do you know that Jesus Christ was born a virgin? How do you know that he came this world as a come through the virgin birth? How do you know that? Well, Jesus Christ might be another man, the devil might say. How do you know that he's the Son of God? Well, we have the witness of the Holy Spirit of God. Yes, in his humanity, he was a sinless Son of God. And verse 8 says, and there are three that bears witness in the earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and they all three agree. I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit of God was with that, but the birth of Jesus Christ. Did y'all know that? It says, concerning in the womb, the virgin birth, Mary, born by the Holy Spirit of God. Might ask you this question. The devil says, how do you know that Jesus Christ was born a virgin? Was you there? Was you there at his death? Is there at his birth? Was you there at the resurrection? Well, how do we know that Jesus Christ done that for us? How do we know that he was born from a virgin? How do we know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins? And how do we know that he rose from the grave? I wasn't there. You wasn't there. That's what the old devil liked to tell us. But I'll tell you one in these verses of Scripture, tell you who was there. And the Holy Spirit God says, I was there at the birth, overshadowed Mary by the Holy Ghost of God. I was there at the birth. I was there at the baptism when the Spirit of God descended on Jesus Christ when he came up out of the water and God opened up the heaven and said, this is my beloved Son who I'm well pleased. I was there at the baptism of Jesus Christ. But not only that, I was there at the crucifixion also, the Holy Spirit says. He came to die on the cross. Jesus Christ suffered himself through the eternal Spirit of God. He said, I was there when he done that suffering. He testifies all about these facts, the Holy Spirit of God does. You and I was not there, but the fact that the Holy Spirit of God was there and testified in these records, it says 10 times he did it for us to know in the testimony, and he testified in the record that the Holy Spirit gives us record to know that we are saved. You know, the old devil, whenever you save the old devil, whoever you are, it don't matter. Sometime in your life, from time that you are saved, he's going to try to convince you that you're lost. He's going to try to convince you that you're lost. Now, this is what he uses on every Christian. He's going to try to convince you you're lost. And you know that we don't live a perfect life. And he puts a lot of doubts in our mind. You know how you done last week. You know what you've done. You know how you live. And you call yourself a Christian. You think you're going to heaven? Look at you. You think you're good enough to go to heaven? You think you're saved and act and do like you do? I'm going to tell you, Satan's used that on me as he used that on you. Now, how are we going to defeat that devil? He said, well, you weren't. How do you know that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin? How do you know he was born a virgin? How do you know? And this is where the Holy Spirit comes in. Holy Spirit. The devil says you weren't there, but the Holy Spirit was, and he testified of the fact about Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus Christ on the cross, there's a soldier took a spear and thrust it in the side of Jesus Christ, and out come blood and water. The Holy Spirit was there at the humanity of Jesus Christ. He was sinless, born of a virgin. But not only that, his remission of sin on the cross of Calvary, he died to forgive sin. He shed blood. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That song, theology is correct. Is correct. What can wash away our sins? What can take away our sins? What can forgive our sins? Nothing. This world needs to understand that there's nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ. What can bring me back to the presence of God? Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ make me whole again. Jesus Christ paid the price. Same thing in Rock of Ages. It says, cleft by me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure, save from wrath and make me pure. The water and the blood, that double cure. This is the witness of the Holy Spirit of God, because I wasn't there. To know forgiveness of sin, how great it is to know the forgiveness of sin, and to know that we can live in victorious life, a Christian life, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, to win over sin. The second thing we see that his testimony concerning the child of God. The testimony concerning the child of God. In verse 10 it says, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not have not him have made him a liar, because he believed not the record. That's the Holy Spirit laid down that God gave of his Son. The Holy Spirit is our internal witness that we're saved. But also in verse 9 it says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. We receive the witness of men many times. He said the witness of God is greater than the witness of men. We believe the witness of a person. Don't we go to the doctor and he writes you a prescription, and none of us can read that, but don't you take it, his word, that you believe that what he's wrote you is something that's going to help you? Most of the time it don't, but it might. Then you carry it to a druggist, and what they'll do, they'll fill that prescription. You hope that pharmacist knows what he's doing, put them pills together, whatever he has to do, and give you this. Hope he don't give you the wrong one, but you trust him. You take that medicine, you trust him. That's the testimony of a man. How about you and that likes to go out and eat restaurants all the time? Did you know y'all trust that cook back there? And some of you know what was back there, you wouldn't. If you knew what they was doing by there, you wouldn't. But we trust them. We trust man. That's what he's saying here. We trust man. He says, but the witness of God is greater. If we trust man, how come we can't trust God? It's a matter of this assurance of salvation. Now, there's three words that must go in proper order here in this word assurance, a matter of assurance. And these three words must go in proper order. Facts, faith, and feelings. You heard all them? If you get them out of order, you will be out of order. I can tell you that right now. You got to get these in order. And it says, now, the first thing is facts. Number one is facts. Hebrews 10 and 15 tells us, whereof the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us. For after that he hath said before. He's a witness. What Holy Spirit hath said, that is a fact. Holy Spirit witnesses to us, witnesses in us. It's a fact. It's so good to know whenever I stand up here and I give the gospel. That's what it's so great about preaching. I give you the facts of the death and the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit of God takes that and imparts truth to your heart. That's what the Holy Spirit does you this hour right now, to believe on Jesus Christ that died for your sins, and you're going to leave where you sit in one of these days, and you're going to go to a place that's called heaven. And how you're going to get there is by the facts of what Christ Jesus done for you, by the facts the Holy Spirit laid out in His Word, that Jesus Christ died, buried, and He rose again. And the Holy Spirit was present, and He says this is truth. That is a fact about it. Now the devil says, are you really fit to go to heaven? Are you really saved? But are you showing the facts in the Word of God? You showing the facts of the Word of God? What He says, you are righteous because Jesus Christ gave you this righteousness. That's what the Word of God says. It's a fact. We go through the Bible tonight. I could go through several verses, but about the righteousness, what He's done for us. You know, the old devil says, you know what, you're not fit to live it. Jesus Christ says, yeah, but look at the righteousness in here tonight. Not your righteousness as a filthy rag, but Jesus Christ's righteousness. That's something been imputed to you. That's something been gave to you. There's never been a person on this earth, but Jesus Christ was righteous enough to go to heaven. But if anybody goes to heaven, they'll go to heaven righteous. Why? Because God has imputed that to you. You do not have your righteousness tonight. You have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's a fact of the Word of God. What He's done for us, that's a fact. And then we have the faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. After you hear the facts, I tell you, listen, you need to be saved. You a lost sinner, and you need to be saved. The wages of sin is death, but a gift of a life through Jesus Christ. All the sin comes short of the glory of God. The Holy Spirit there while I'm talking and while I'm trying to witness somebody. And I tell them about the facts that they're lost and the facts that they can be saved when they accept what Jesus Christ done. And then the faith comes in. The faith. That's the second part in Romans 8 and 16. It says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. It comes there by faith. After the facts, by faith you receive Jesus Christ. Now all that old voice of old Satan always been there. He's always going to be there. But I'm going to tell you what, it's by faith what Christ Jesus has done for us. And the fact of it is, the Holy Spirit tells us this. Now, a lot of people goes by feelings. Someone told me, I know that I'm saved because that night whenever I saved, I was in a little church, and, man, people was running up and down the church, and I'm going to tell you what, they was shouting and hooping and hollering, and they was doing this and that and the other. And I know I was saved that night. I went down, I know I was saved because what other people was doing. I had someone tell me that one time. That ain't got a thing in the world to do with salvation. Not a thing in the world to do with salvation. You're not saved by how you feel. Sometimes I don't feel saved at 10 o'clock in the morning. They ain't got a thing in the world to do how you feel. I'm saved because it's a fact. It's a fact. And I took it by faith. And then it feels good, don't it? When I come to church, I want to feel something. I like to feel the presence of the Lord. But you better get the three words in order. You better get that facts first, faith next, and then feelings. Don't you ever go on your feelings. Don't ever go on your feelings, because there's trickery. We do not rely on our feelings. We rely on that facts. Then we find the Holy Spirit of God that testifies concerning the Word of God. Here's where it comes in real good. Now, the Word of God is a supernatural miracle written down, the Word of God. You know this Word of God right here is a supernatural miracle? It's a supernatural miracle. Did you know to understand the Word of God is a supernatural miracle by the Holy Spirit of God? That's the way we understand it, by the Spirit of God. I'm not your teacher. The Holy Spirit of God's your teacher. It's good we have teachers and preachers, but you see, the real teacher is the Holy Spirit of God. And then it leads us to a supernatural life because of the facts of the Word of God. It's supernatural by the Holy Spirit of God. It penned this. It's supernatural for us to understand it by the Holy Spirit of God. And it's supernatural that we might live a supernatural life here on this earth. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you. You see, that's something he's written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Back up also in verse 11. And this is the record. Remember what I said? It's a record mentioned 10 times. The record, this is the record. This is the scripture I wrote in you. The record that God had given to us, eternal life. This is the record penned down in the Word of God. And this life is in His Son. The Holy Spirit is our inner witness to us also. Let us know that we are saved. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate that. We receive the witness of men. As I said, sometimes the Holy Spirit of God tells us a lot of things. And it tells us now, hey, you need to get right. You need to get right. You need to get right. The Holy Spirit will tell you anything like that. Hey, you need to get right. What it says now, what relationship do the Holy Spirit have to the Bible? What relationship the Holy Spirit have to the Bible? The Holy Spirit was present of the birth of Jesus Christ, of death, burial, and resurrection. The Holy Spirit inspired human beings to write the Bible. That's what relationship the Holy Spirit has with the Bible. 2 Peter 1:21 says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They didn't know what they was writing. They might have knew some of it, but they didn't know what they was writing. They was moved by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, this is the only book in the world that could be said about. This is the only book in the world that could be said about. The Holy Spirit of God penned this book. It's the only thing that come from heaven we know and we understand. Prove this. How many of you believe in George Washington was our first president? I believe, everybody say, I believe that George Washington was our first president. How many of you was there? How many of you was there? Well, how do you know that he was the first president? You know how you know it? You read it in a book, or someone else read it to you. In a book. Man penned it. Are you saved and on your way to heaven when you die? Say yes. How do you know? I read it in a book. I read it in a book. That's how I know. A lot of people don't know what I'm talking about tonight. But I know I'm going to heaven when I die because I read it in a book. And it tells me in that book that Jesus Christ made a way for me. He says, you know what? I'm going to go away. I'm going to make a place for you. One of these days, I'm going to come back. Jesus Christ is going to come back for every one of us. Sometimes he makes a solo flight, one or two at a time. One of these days, he's going to come back and get all of us at one time that's left. It's called the church. He made a place, and I read that in a book. I really did. I read it, a place whenever I leave this old body is going to go back to the dust of the earth, and my spirit, my soul is going to go be with Jesus Christ. I'm going to be with heaven forevermore until after 7 years tribulation, and then you know what? We're going to have our new bodies and all this stuff before 7 years tribulation, and then all this stuff, and I'm going to be in heaven with Jesus Christ. And I read all that in the book. I really did. I won't never have no pain, no sorrow, no more surgeries, no heartaches, no more tears, no suffering, no pain. How do you know that? I read it in a book. I read it in a book. Source of eternal life, apart from Jesus Christ, they have no life. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We have this eternal life. We find out the substance of this. Verse 12, as I read, "He that have the Son have life. He that have not the Son have not life." Just that simple and plain, the Word of God. Surety of the Word of God. The record is sure. How do I know that I'm saved? By facts of the Holy Spirit of God, penned it and put it in a book. And I accept it by faith through the Holy Spirit of God. Where'd you get that faith from? From the Word of God says that He had dealt every person a measure of faith that we can believe. Everybody can believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sins if they want to. A lot of people don't want to believe that. He gave me that power to believe in the Word of God. How do you know I'm saved? I don't know if some of you are married here tonight. Prove you're married. Well, you said, "I remember when I said I do." That make you married? Do you remember when you ate some cake? Well, I ate some cake, so I know that I was there. I remember I ate some cake. I know that I was married because I ate some cake. What, a lot of people ate some cake. I remember when I was up there, me and my future wife, that goosebumps run up and down my back. I know I was saved. I had these feelings. I had a feeling I was married. Did that make you married? Prove it. Prove it. You know the way you prove it? There's a little piece of paper down at the courthouse. No matter what you say, but there's a little piece of paper down at the courthouse. It's called a marriage license. It's called a marriage license. And that is the only satisfaction in a court of law that they would take. It will not take your word for it just because you ate some cake. You got to have the proof, and the proof is wrote down. It's called that proof turns to facts. Only record on earth is truly to prove that you are saved. Only way on this earth to prove that you are saved is through the Word of God. That's what makes this Bible so very, very precious to mankind. The only fact of the Word of God, the only record of the Word of God. "Whosoever shall believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead shall be saved." That is a fact. That is a promise penned by the Holy Spirit of God. "He that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast him out." That is a promise, and that is a fact. If you've come to Jesus Christ and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, there's a promise and a fact that follows it. Tonight, I hope that you know that you're saved. And don't let Satan trick you. And I'd like for you to pass this on to anyone else that's having any problems. Because I'm going to tell you what, I had this problem, and every Christian that's ever been saved, the devil will use this on you until you nail it down and say, "Listen, Satan, you talk all you want to, but I'm saved because the Bible said I am. And I've done everything in the world that God said I must do to be saved. I have accepted by faith the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sin." And I'm telling you, Satan, that what the Word of God said, that I'm saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, when you understand that and nail that down, you won't never have any more problem with Satan trying to convince you that you're lost. Now, why does he do this? If Satan can convince a Christian that they're lost, that Christian will not be fit to witness or to serve or do anything else for the call of Christ until he gets or she gets that nailed down in their life that I know that I'm saved. You can't help nobody else if you're not sure about your own self. And Satan will do two things. If you're saved, he'll try to convince you that you're lost. But I want to tell you what he'll do to the lost world. If they're truly lost, you know what he'll do? He'll try to convince them they're saved. Because he'll tell them the same opposite story. Now, you know that you'll accept Jesus Christ. You know what the preacher said, and it's true. But you see, you're just as good as anybody in that church. Or either he'll say, you know what he's saying is absolutely truth. You need to come be saved today. But you know you got some things in your life that you need to get straightened out. Why don't you go back home and correct all these wrong things in your life and then be perfect when you come, and then you can accept Jesus Christ. You better know who's talking, because I'm going to tell you, on your shoulders today, there's two voices. There's Satan and the Spirit of God. And you know how you tell the difference? Is right here. This is how you tell the difference. This Word of God unmasks the devil, and you know exactly who's doing the talking. And you know exactly how to tell him what to do through the Word of God. We are no match for the devil. We're no match, but the Word of God is. That's the reason you should study to show yourself approved. You need to study the Word of God. Every day you need to read a little bit of Word of God. Store it up. It'll help you. Boy, thank you, Jesus Christ, that I'm saved tonight. I think one of these days, I believe sitting in this auditorium today, I believe one of these days when we get to heaven, I believe every one of us in this building will be in heaven. Especially if you accept Jesus Christ, I know you will, but I believe we're all saved tonight. If you're not, you can be. What a time it's going to be when we gather around that table. And it says we're going to know one another in heaven. I don't know how all that's going to come of past. I don't know. How are we going to know one another in heaven? I don't know, because it said we're going to get to heaven. We're all going to be like Jesus. How are you going to tell apart? I don't know. But I believe there'll be a way. And I believe each one of us, in just a few more days, we're going to find that we're going to step over. Just a few days, you're going to step over to another side, and Jesus Christ is going to meet you there. What a day that'll be. What a day, what a day, what a day that'll be. God bless you. I'd like for you to go out this week, the rest of this week, and tell somebody about Jesus. Pray about someone that's maybe cold and indifferent, not coming. Maybe someone that's lost. And I said, they got five people on these commitment cards. I hope you fill them out, carry them home with you, and keep them. It reminds you that you need to be praying for these people. Because some of these people, I'm telling you, on your heart and mind, they're not saved. We had this accident. These two people we called out, 56-year-old man and a 30-something-year-old man, they went out into eternity. I wonder if they were saved. But if they weren't, it's too late. But how's your family, your loved ones, your friends, your neighbors, and the people that you're going to meet the rest of this week? Someone needs to hear about Jesus Christ. Because you remember the facts, the faith, and the feeling. Faith come by hearing, and hearing with the Word of God. You need to be saved. God bless you tonight. We thank you. I'm looking for a great day Sunday. I'm looking for souls to be saved and lives to be changed. And Jesus to be glorified. And he says, if I'll be lifted up, he says, I'll do the drawing. I can't do the drawing. Brother Marshall can't do the drawing. But I'm going to tell you what, if we